Here's Ray Sherrill. You had no idea what you were kicking off yesterday, did you? General manager of the New Jersey Devils. That was one heck of a 23 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know the 23 minutes. We were in the 23 minutes, I guess, with everybody else. But yeah, it was exciting for the NHL, I guess, and you know, great news for Tampa Bay and their fans, and obviously Edmonton, Jersey, and certainly Nashville and Montreal. A lot of stuff going on, and makes for the 23 minutes. It's so, pretty interesting.
Tell us about Taylor Hall and Larson, and where this deal came from, and what all went into it.
I think they. When we first got the jobs, Peter and I have known each other a long time, came to lead together as GMs or what, and in 06, but, you know, we're just talking last summer just about our teams and trying to find out more about them, and you find out a lot about your team, the value of your players by talking to other GMs, and, you know, I might have a certain opinion on a player, but and think he's got value, but if other 29 GMs don't think so, then, you know, it's not doing me much. So we were just talking about each other's team, and he had mentioned at that point, you know, a guy like Larson, and you know, I wasn't looking to trade Adam Larson, and he really was just trying to find out about his team, and so was I, and we ended up signing Adam for a six-year contract, and you know, and it's, you know, more of conversation with Peter during the course of the year on a lot of different things, and really more on the Adam thing was more over the last couple of weeks probably, and we got the Buffalo, some conversation there, but obviously nothing. You know, we left Buffalo. I'm not sure what direction he was going to go, nor was he, because I wasn't actively looking to trade Adam Larson. We were very happy with Adam and a big part of our group and difficult thing to do. So just probably over the last couple of days that it really kind of worked on it with Peter and yesterday obviously finalized it.
Ray, what did you know about Larson as a prospect? Because we know that he went as a top five player. And what did you find out when you became a general manager there in the way he's progressed, especially last season? Because I tell you what, 2 years ago, I thought this guy was going to be a bust.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you never know from the outside looking in. You really don't know. And I think maybe, you know, when I got here, I was, because the coaching change that happened the year before, halfway through the year, and Lou was behind the bench with Scott Stevens and Adam Oates, and that's where they really started playing Adam. And the second half of the year, he really, really started to come on. And I was a benefactor of that. And I think with Adam, maybe he played too early at 18 years old, and he was up to Albany and down and back to Jersey. But again, he is at the right age. I really, really like Adam Larson. What I found out about Adam over the last year, number one, he's a young player, but he is such a pro. Preparation, he's a big body. He's maybe 6'3", 220 pounds. He plays against the best players. You know, in terms of offense to his game, I talked about this with him my exit meeting. You know, him and Andy Green, everybody probably knows this now, but like, they had the toughest quality of competition in the entire NHL. They played against the best players. They had no offensive zone starts, always in their own zone starting because the coach trusts them and they're our best defensive players. So they had the hard minutes. And, you know, he used to play the power play. He left when he was like 16, 17. But we could never, even Andy Green is a shutdown guy, but 2 years, 3 years ago, Andy Green's running the power play here scoring 40 points. But that's the role he's in now because we didn't have it. So I think in terms of Adam Larson signed for 5 more years at 4-1. And I think the whole idea here in this league, a cap league, you're trying to get the best team. And that's what Peter's trying to do. And he has got a lot of leeway and margin for error trading any of these forwards outside of Connor McDavid, obviously, because that's how hard it is to get defensemen. And now I am thrilled to have Taylor Hall. Our fan base is thrilled to have Taylor Hall. He fits into what we're trying to do. But I know one thing. I didn't have a lot of margin for error trading Adam Larson. That's why I wasn't looking to do it. Again, not that I couldn't pass up a Taylor Hall, but now I look at our depth chart and defense. Certainly there's a big hole there in Edmonton, and they're going to be benefactors of Adam Larson.
That's my question. You don't typically see it, Ray, where a potential number one defenseman is traded, and this is a real hockey deal. I mean, I love the deal for your perspective, because I'm a real Taylor Hall fan, and I think he brings a ton to the table for your organization, something you've been missing for a while. But it's not an easy deal to make, like you said.
No, it isn't, and it's, you know, from the outside looking in, it is, and you know, and people are looking at it that way. But you know, Peter's been around a long time, and Peter's won a Stanley Cup as a general manager. He knows, you know, everybody knows what Edmonton's looking for. They're looking for D. They're looking to sort out their team and become a team to make the playoffs and win a cup one day. And that's what you got to do. And, you know, the old, as you guys know, and Doug, you've done this a long time, but I really think in a cap system, the old, hey, if you trade two players for one, who won the deal? Well, the team that got the best player. I don't think that's true in the cap system right. because of the cap. And you've got to have the team balance and with a cap. And, you know, in terms of Taylor Hall, he's really at the right age for us at 24. And certainly when I think one of the better young wingers in the league, and he's got upside to his game. And but again, the cost of that is trading a defenseman that, you know, you're going to, you know, at $4.1 million for the next 5 years, that's going to give them a lot of stability in their back end they've been looking for. He makes other people, and he is a great competitor. Love the kid. And we got him for 5 years. Now, at 4.1, they can do a lot of different things with their hockey team moving forward, I'm sure, and that's the idea, is build the best team possible.
You instantly grab one of the most dynamic players in New Jersey Devils history. He will enter that class. But he's also a player that was blindsided by this trade. He was hurt when he spoke yesterday. How do you handle that part of it?
I respect that part of it. I'm sure Peter does as well, the passion. And I think, you know, the fans of Edmonton, it says a lot about his commitment to playing for the Oilers and trying to finish it off. And, you know, they're turned the right direction. And again, there's nothing wrong with that reaction. I talked to him obviously yesterday for a while, and actually a lot of texting with him later last night, where he's really getting excited about the opportunity here. And you know what I've, you know, for Adam Larson's the same way. It's the first time these guys have ever been traded. And it's tough, like with any player. So I think once that settles in, and I think fortunately for us, him and Adam Murray are good friends. They played together and won Memorial Cups together in Windsor, and that's good. And really what I've talked about with Taylor last night, and number one, you got to trust me on a couple of things. Number one, I think this will be great for your career. I think we're putting together a pretty good hockey team. Number two, personally, at 24, 25 years old next year, having the opportunity to live in this area, look back fast forward 20 years, is going to be the best time of your life and open up new experiences for you. And again, hockey is the most important part, but there's a lot of things that are going to be new to you. And I think it's an exciting time for you. And I think he's really grasping onto that. And but he had passion to play for Edmonton, which is great. And that's what Peter's obviously trying to do with that hockey team, and what we're trying to do here. And, you know, both players should fit in really well for what we're both trying to do.
I saw you at the combine, congratulated you for the team that you had that wasn't yours anymore, but was on the ice in the Stanley Cup final. And that team, that was a lot of your players, and now this great deal. Thanks for doing this, Ray. Really appreciate it, and congratulations on the acquisition.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck, Ray.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Doug. Bye-bye.